When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
Yeah, what's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. This is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and on today's episode, it is going to be an interesting one because we're in that limbo, that state of that lull period between the draft and when there's really any kind of activity in the NFL. So this week we're going to be treated by a story from Jason. He's going to tell us about how he played golf, how he manipulated the tee times and arranged it so that he could play alongside a certain Saints player who is now his favorite of all time. So
get that. Aaron Brooks?
Yeah. Aaron Brooks.
Second best quarterback in Saints history.
He's not lying.
That's a debate. Okay.
No, it's not a debate. It's the fact.
It depends on how you rank it, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah, but rank him second.
How you score it. You score him second. All right. So, yeah, on the show, we have Jason, James, and Wesley. Hey, folks, how you doing?
All good.
Yeah, doing fine. Not looking forward to the increased temperatures as we get towards summer. Not looking forward to it at all.
Yeah, well, neither are the players whenever they show up for OTAs. But
we're getting 93 here tomorrow, so it's starting early.
It's only May.
Fortunately, I've got an air conditioning, so I don't go outside. All right, then we're looking at one little spot of news. Did Andrus Peat sign somewhere else? Was it the Raiders?
Las Vegas Raiders have I'm not sure who he's going to be blocking for and if that person can play quarterback. So I don't know. They may actually like reward him for doing a bad job and getting them a better draft pick because I'm not sure their team has any chance of winning many games this year.
He was trying to do the opposite. We've had so many Raiders come here. He just thought he would reciprocate and to have a Saint go to the Raiders. So
maybe the Saints worked out a little trade.
Don't think we'll be getting any comp picks though.
No. I mean, is this really a loss? I mean, aside from the fact that we just are in desperate need of offensive linemen, but if you weren't in desperate need of offensive linemen, is this a loss?
I mean, to the layman, he possibly had his best season of his career last year playing between guard and tackle. And we don't have a left tackle that we've ever seen have a successful game in the NFL, much less season. So maybe. I mean, it kind of felt good knowing he was out there as a possible backup plan, as, you know, in case Trevor Penning is not a good NFL offensive lineman.
Well, who's going to be our left guard? Do we have a left guard?
Saldivari is what
Saldivari
kind of
or
penciled in.
The guy from Minnesota that we signed, Ollie Udoh.
Yeah. They're happy with that job. Yeah.
So then they're happy with Saldivari's progress.
I mean, there's one of two things. One of them is they've seen lots of great things from Saldivari and Penning in the offseason that makes them confident in not bringing in these other people. That's hard to believe. So the other one is hope. And hope is not a strategy.
Dennis Allen. Are you kidding me?
That does scare
Rebellions
me.
Rebellions are built on hope.
But now,
all you Star Wars fans will know what I'm talking about.
A few weeks ago, I was saying though, like it was, we needed to keep Derek Carr healthy because if he wasn't, then you know we're talking about Jake Haener playing quarterback. At this point, if he gets hurt, it just starts the Spencer Rattler era a little bit earlier. So yeah, whatever. Sign a bad offensive line. I don't care.
Oh my God.
Spencer Rattler got sacked 40 times last year and kept a good attitude about it. He can take it.
He could take it, but you don't want to ruin his career 7 weeks yeah. in.
Hey,
you know,
because you know what? Derek Carr has a brother who may have actually would have been a good quarterback, except for the fact that he got the shit beat out of him in every game that he played by having no offensive line. As a rookie, he got, at the time, it may be still what was the record for most
78
sacks.
78 sacks or something like that. Yeah.
And that was a 16-game season. That's,
I mean, are there
4.5 sacks a game? I mean, that's insane.
Are there other guys out there that we just don't like? Are the Saints could?
There are some offensive linemen out there that they
but
could
not as
sign
good as Pete, right? I mean, was Pete just asking for more money, like too much money than they wanted to give him?
Maybe he just didn't want to be
Saints
here
probably
anymore.
Maybe the Saints just wanted to move.
Expect any money.
What?
Yeah, I think maybe
there's
the Saints
no way
just
that
wanted
Pete
to move
was
on
expecting very much money.
Yeah, maybe the Saints were done with him, like James said.
When was he drafted in 2013?
Was it that long ago?
Was it 2024? Was it 2015? I can't remember. It's 2013 or 2015.
Really?
I can't remember when he was drafted, but yeah.
Oof. Oh, well. Yeah. And
Dalton Risner is still out there.
It has to be. Now, that one would kind of make sense just because of his experience with our offensive coaches. But the only thing that would make sense is that Saints coaching staff is comfortable with who we have in the building. Like James used to be comfortable with our wide receiver room. Same thing.
Like Sean used to be comfortable with our receiver room.
Worked out really well, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the reason. I mean, they drafted Saldivari. I think it was the fourth round, early in the fourth round last year. And everybody said that he was just needed some time in the NFL and was going to be a good starter at guard. We have no reason not to believe that he was. He didn't play bad last year or anything like that. So
he didn't play at all.
Exactly. But he didn't play bad.
I mean, that's one of those technicalities.
He's just on that NFL diet, bulking up, getting athletic.
Look, there is the hope when you draft an lineman in the fourth round, the expectation is you should be competent enough to at least play. Now you may not be good, but you shouldn't completely. So you should at least be able to beat whoever else is there. So, fingers crossed.
I mean, and slightly different subject, but I don't think that I think the Saints would be, if we're deciding between signing another guard or signing a defensive tackle, give me a defensive tackle because I think that's a big position of need right now.
And just let Saldivari learn on the job.
Hopefully.
I mean, I think there's three people that he's competing with. There's a veteran in there and Saldivari and then a young guy. So, I mean, I think it's
all right.
It's going to be one of those hold on to your butts.
I mean, last year we went into it. It was James Hurst and Andres Pete. Like, I don't know if I feel worse about Saldivari and the other veteran than I did last year going into the season about James Hurst and Andres Pete. Like, it's the same amount of doom.
Well, at least you knew Pete was going to be serviceable. Yeah, he may give up a sack here and there, but for the most part, like, he wasn't going to kill you. Whereas Saldivari is just an unknown. I'd like to think he's going to take a step because for the Saints to be successful, they could use something like that. A nice, young, cheap offensive lineman that finally, like, hey, he just something clicked. And he becomes successful. We're far from the days where we can draft Jari in the fourth and Carl Nix in the fifth, and they're just boom, instantly.
All pro
from the get. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Oh man.
Those were the days.
Oh, those were the fun days.
Oh well. Well, maybe Pete will get Mercer.
Oh, I don't want to
brought up Carl Nix.
He didn't go to the division. So I don't want to wish Mirza
on. All right.
On
so you don't wish ill of
Well, I didn't want to wish Mirza on Nyx. It's just like he took the bag and he got Mirza. Like, dude, you could have just stayed here. Like,
sorry,
at least
you, sorry. I need to interject here, right? You know it's MRSA, right? It's not Mirza. It's not a word. It's four initials.
Yeah, but
we're okay, not, that's fine.
Yeah, y'all.
That's fine.
We're not that's using fine. Just all check those, it. You're not gonna waste time with all the syllables. We don't get this paid is, by just, the
just,
syllables.
Just checking.
This is Louisiana. We make words out of anything. We shorten everything.
That's fine.
Dave, wait, that's didn't
fine.
You
I was
that,
just checking.
I thought you told us that you were a member of MRSA, like you took that intelligence test and that you're a member of MRSA.
James, you do know it's dynasty, not dynasty, right?
Oh.
No, it's dynasty because it's the English language. Okay, I'm just going to throw that one out there.
It's defense with an S.
Oh, that was the original.
That was the
original. That was the original. That's what got you on this podcast.
Doesn't matter. It's still pronounced the same.
You know it's privacy, not privacy, right?
You know it's elevator, not lift, right?
You know it's crackers and not biscuits, right?
fuck off.
James, say aluminum.
Aluminium.
No!
There it is. Yep.
Is that for real? That's how y'all say that?
Yeah.
There's way too many letters in what you said.
Anyway, Andrus Pete. Yeah, Andrus Pete.
James, did you take your pills this morning that like give you energy? What are they called? Vitamins?
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
I love it.
Listen, you speak my language. You just bastardized it. It's as simple
we
as
fixed
that.
It.
Wait,
we
hold
fixed
on. It. Wait, who won the war?
We fought a war so we could say
it was a correctly. It was a war of pronunciation. That's right. Really what it was about. Like just...
Right, okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pronounced president, not king.
It's not even July the 4th yet. At least wait until then.
Nuclear. It's pronounced nuclear.
Oh, there's George Bush. All right.
It's actually a Homer Simpson.
Ah, well, George Bush said it that way. W said it like that. All right, so Jason, you have a little story to tell about this weekend, don't you?
True story. So yeah, Saturday, I run some errands in the morning, and I was like, I think I want to go play a few holes of golf in the afternoon just to get some exercise in. I was going to walk. Let me play nine holes. So let me look at the tee sheet. Let me go book my tee time. And all of a sudden, I see a certain tee time with a certain name. I'm like, is that who? Oh, yeah, I did hear he just joined on a provisional basis. Derek Carr. Saints quarterback, Derek Carr. So I booked the tee time right in front of him. Now, I didn't know if he was going to be playing by himself or playing with multiple people. I'm just like, hey, I'll book my tee time in front of him. And if I see him, maybe I'll snap a photo and just tell you guys, hey, look who's playing behind me. It's Derek Carr. But after the,
which you didn't do, incidentally.
What's that?
You didn't do that. After announcing it there, you didn't actually do that.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
But a friend of mine.
I got distracted. So anyway, So we were playing, another guy joined me, and we were playing through and we noticed he was behind me and like, hey, I think that's Derek Carr behind us. And like, I knew it was, but I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And he was playing by himself. And he,
oh, wait,
us.
Before you continue, and like before the day started, what was your opinion on Derek Carr?
You can check the tape on the podcast. I thought it seemed like he was a bit of a dick.
Ah.
It just seemed, okay. In the dealings with the media.
See how he says seemed. Did he scream at you at all? Like when you weren't doing the thing you were supposed to with the golf ball and the club and all, was he just like yelling at you about how stupid you were and that he couldn't believe that you were doing such ignorant things in front of him?
Because I don't do any ignorant things on the golf course. I hit it straight.
Oh, you saved that for us. Thank you.
So anyway, after the fifth hole, we were coming up and he was coming up behind us and he was on the green. It's like, hey, you want to just see if he wants to play with us? I'm like, sure, why not? I don't care. So sure enough, he came to join us. So we played the six.
Jason acting all cool. Whoa. I don't care.
Sure enough, you're yada yadaing the best part. So how did you invite him? What did you say? Were you like,
well, so I,
hey, Mr. Carr.
Howdy, sir. Would you want to play
with
us?
Jason, when you saw him, did you yell, four?
I see what you did there.
Yes. He was stewing on that one all day.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. So he came on and he finished, and the guy who was playing next, you know, with me, like, we had already hit our tee shots on six, and he was already getting ready to finish on the green. So the other guy walked over and asked if he wanted to join us to finish out, and he said, sure enough. Go ahead. So so on six, it's a par four. So I'd already hit my drive, and since I was walking, I was kind of already up almost in the fairway. It's like, all right, let me just wait. And then I see him go back to tee box. I'm like, wait a minute, is he hitting an iron? Oh, yeah, he is hitting an iron. And then he hits it, and I go up, and then, like, he hit his iron where I normally hit my driver.
Yeah, he did.
So, which is to be expected. He's an athlete. So anyway, yeah, so we played. We
ended so he's up a better golfer than he is a quarterback.
Well, all quarterbacks tend to be good golfers. But, you know, we didn't. It kind of sucked because usually I do use a cart. So I would have been with him. The other two guys were in the carts, but I was walking. So I was kind of separate from everybody else walking up. So I didn't have as much interaction as I would have hoped. We played a few holes. I didn't want to bring up that I'm on a podcast. I didn't want him to hate me right away. Or
because you didn't want him to listen to your opinion of him on the podcast in case he would like subscribe right away and be like, hey, all right. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this motherfucker.
In fairness, it wasn't just my opinion. It's kind of all of our opinions, right? So it wasn't just me.
Uh-huh.
But
you're not the ones that are now golf buddies with him, though. So.
Mm.
So I also didn't want to, I mean, I didn't want to talk anything Saints just because I don't want to be like that guy's like, hey, so what do you think? I almost was going to say, hey, I'm sure you're happy we got an offensive lineman in the draft, but I didn't mention anything Saints. It was mostly just about his golf game, but we played four holes together and look, he was kind of pleasant. I mean, he wasn't, now granted, you don't expect him to be a dick on the golf course.
Right.
But he wasn't.
He funny? Like, did he crack jokes?
Is he
kind of a serious guy?
I mean, he wasn't really super serious. I mean, he was a little serious, but we kind of joked about, you know, like the par threes are notoriously hard at this course. He's like, yeah, I never played a course where the par threes are so hard. We mentioned other things, and I meant, like, he hits the ball a long way, but he also plays a fade. So a couple of the holes are along Airline Highway, so he hit this fade that starts off over the road and cuts back. And I'm like, dude, I couldn't hit it. I couldn't trust myself to hit a fade because I would just be scared. I would hit it on the road, and I've done it multiple times. And we kind of joked and laughed and whatnot. It was, you know, kind of geeky golf humor. But, you know, he seemed like an okay guy.
After y'all were done, did you go the chicken or steak in your Chipotle bowl?
What? I didn't bring up.
Where did he go for his first meal when he came to New Orleans?
Oh.
See, I knew where you were going with that, Wesley. I knew where you were going.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Again, I don't want to bring up any things that people have given him shit for. But, you know,
does he have his name stitched into his golf bag?
So he does. That was something that I noticed. He does, but apparently, like, he didn't take golf seriously for a long time, and then maybe like 4 years ago. When That's he was out he in Vegas, you. he joined a club and got actual like coaching lessons from a pro, and he started taking the game seriously. And I mean, you can tell the guy's clear, you know, he's good. I didn't ask him what his handicap is, but I'm sure you can search it on the Gin website if you want. But no, he's a good golfer. But he started taking it serious about 4 years ago, and you can tell hits it a long way. I mean, Metairie's not a long course; it's just the greens are really tough. So, I mean, he almost drove the green on eight, which is not a long par four, but
do we need to edit out the name of the course?
I don't care.
No, that don't matter.
I don't care. So we played, you know, we played six, seven, eight, nine. I made two pars on the four holes, so I didn't completely shit the bed, although I did make a seven on eight, but whatever, it's a tough hole. So, and then, you know, I was playing and all of a sudden he's like, yeah, thanks for playing, shook my hand, and he quit after nine. So that's it. He just came to play a quick nine, got out of here. So
he quit because he didn't want to be around you anymore?
Oh, it wasn't me.
So did you call him Mr. Carr? Mr. Derek Carr?
No, no, we're on first name basis.
DC yeah. 4.
I was like, what's up, D? Not Dick, Derek. Yeah.
Okay, real question. Is it mascara or are his eyes really that dark?
I didn't even notice.
Did you look into his eyes?
They look normal.
Well, I hope not.
They look normal.
I'm telling you, a dude's got he's got Richard Alpert eyes.
He does. But no, I mean
So has your opinion changed a little bit then? I suppose is where.
Yeah, you could say it's changed a little bit. And look, at the end of the day,
go ahead. At the end of the day.
So at the end of the day, I don't pull for the Saints to suck. I don't want the Saints to suck. I like it when the Saints win. So I'm pulling for the guy. But you know, he seemed like an okay guy. Mm-hmm. Now that's the only four holes on a golf course. I don't know how much it says, but yeah, he seemed like an okay guy.
Had you ever met Drew Brees?
No, I've never met Drew Brees.
Almost though, right?
Like you almost
you vacated an area about 45 seconds before.
Hold on. I would have been kicked off the field anyway. There's nothing I could have done. It was a make-a-wish thing. They would have pushed me aside, especially since I was wearing my diddly poo shirt. They would not have let me stay on the field for that. So there was no shot I was going to do that. So
kid, all right, based on your interaction, like, because wasn't one of the, well, I don't know if it was a criticism or a concern about was that, yeah, like he wasn't getting along with the receivers or wasn't getting along with certain people on the team. And like there was that question of how much of that is just his general personality. I mean, the rumor that he didn't even really have any personal off non-practice conversations with Chris Olave until 6 weeks into the season when shit was getting bad. Do you think all of that is blown out of proportion and he actually is capable of making friends?
I mean, I'm sure he's capable.
Or is he a cocky, arrogant?
He definitely didn't seem like a cocky, arrogant asshole. Preface this by saying it was just four holes, but he didn't seem that way. But maybe he's just the kind of guy that he's a loner, Dottie, a rebel. So maybe there's a little bit of that.
Okay.
You know, nothing that he does on purpose. You know, some people are just kind of like that. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
So when he listens to the episode, do you think he's the kind of guy who's going to be like, this fucker just told the whole damn story and is talking about me.
But
I'll never play golf with him again. Or is he going to be like, oh, that's the guy I played golf with. He has a podcast. Why didn't he invite me on the podcast? I could have restored my image.
Well, then hopefully I'll see him again and he'll bring it up. And maybe that'll be the case. I mean, he's got a perfect platform to speak his mind. But I don't know. I wonder if the Saints overall... Maybe there's a rule that they don't allow their players to go on fan podcasts. Right? I don't know. Maybe Thomas Morstead. Except for, but he's not a Saint anymore.
Yeah, but he was at the time.
Was he?
Yeah, it was the year before he got cut. Hmm.
Ah. Yeah, but it was
that's
British. What,
that's how.
Yeah, it was. It,
go. So it, we figured it out. It's you. It was you.
It was a British interview, so they allow that since you guys are proper.
I'm pretty sure they've. I mean, there's no rule against it. They probably told them it's a stupid idea. there's nothing good that can come out of it.
Well, especially with all the backlash against him, like he doesn't want to come in and think he's going to get ambushed and come off looking even like more of a dick.
Another Thomas Morstead reference.
Tommy Morstead. So
ambush was a good thing though, right?
So yeah, I don't expect guys like him. I mean, they're not going to come on a podcast. They're just.
Well, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
I'm okay with not asking for a bit. I got to play with him another.
Let's just be honest. Jason could play 10 rounds of golf with him, and we'll never tell him he does a podcast or invite him on the show.
No. Like, I'll tell him. The next time I see him, I'll tell him I do a podcast. If I see him again.
Jason's gonna hide next time he sees him.
No. Look, I will keep my eye open on the tee sheet because at least it's he just joined the club, so at least it's somebody that he will have seen before. He'll feel comfortable around me. It's trying to get trying to get to the point where he's comfortable.
Jason, do you agree that the other three of us would have played three holes with him and that he would have known that we did a podcast about the Saints?
I mean, maybe.
It would have at least asked for like a drop if he wouldn't, like, hey, I understand if you can't come on the show, but like, could you just record an audio on my phone saying Don't Patrol Podcast? That the balls.
I mean, yeah, good luck.
Good luck
otherwise.
Saying the words out loud.
No, I'll bet otherwise.
You don't think the three of us would have said something to him about?
I do think Wesley would. If I out of all
100%,
you would.
I would have done.
I think Wesley would. I might wait. I might not do it the first time.
I'm not going to do it the first time. I'll do it.
Jeff would have told him about his children's video game fundraiser.
Right. It was about
podcast.
It was about trying to make him comfortable. I didn't want to make him uncomfortable right away.
Isn't it his job to make you comfortable?
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I think it's the other way around.
Because he's got the kind of pull that could get you kicked out of the golf club, I would imagine. So, you know, you got to play it a little bit
I don't
careful,
know.
Right?
He's the new member. He's the one that's hoping not to get kicked out.
Yeah, but he's the Saints quarterback, whereas Jason is Jason.
Right. He's also got Mickey on his side, who is also a member, and that can pull a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if Mickey would seem that approachable, but, like, I've been lucky enough to meet and have conversations with quite a few professional athletes, but specifically Saints players, and they just act like a normal person if you just act like you're a normal person.
Well, that's what I tried to do and not bring up the Saints. I just tried to act like I didn't know what he did. I know who he did.
They also do have a bit of an ego where they like to be recognized too.
100%.
Well, sure. Apparently Taysom Hill.
I mean, if I were the starting
joined,
quarterback
so
for the
too.
New Orleans Saints and I was playing golf with somebody, I'd want him to at least, you know.
Well, I'm sure he knows that we know he is.
Were you just like, oh, is that like a rugby team here in the city?
Yeah.
Are you just gonna keep playing dumb?
Should have been like,
so
oh
Jason,
wait.
So what do you do? You look like you sell insurance.
Well, I should have asked, like, hey, wait, weren't you the quarterback of the Houston Texans?
Yeah. So did you just say that Taysom Hill is also a member of the golf club? Now
yes.
He's somebody you could probably get on the podcast. Tell him it's a religious Mormon podcast, he'd be all over it.
Oh my god. we're big Ty Detmer fans over here. So he just joined, but I will be on the lookout for car tee times, and I do like to just go pop in the afternoon and play a little quick nine holes. So I'll keep my eyes peeled and I'll try to, you know, try to do it again. And this time I'll say, hey, I'm a Saints fan. And then the third time I'll say, I've had season tickets for 20 years. And then the fourth time I've had a podcast. You know, it's a process.
And then he'll say, oh, I know. I've known all along. I was hoping you wouldn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been listening since 2010.
Right.
Yeah. You're the reason I signed.
That would be something. So yeah, so it was a fun afternoon. Hopefully I can do it again.
All right, good story. Glad you got to brush elbows with them.
And apparently, so I was playing. I played with a guy who just happened to. I don't know him very well. He wanted to hop in and play, and he was mentioning that. Last weekend, he was playing, and all of a sudden, Mickey and Sean just jump right in front of him.
Oh, Sean?
Yeah. And be like, hey, you know, they're just going to go on. It's like, hey, look, if you're going to hop in front of me, at least let me play with you guys. So they let him play. Apparently, they were, because Sean had to go back to Denver for the draft. And then he came back here, and him and Mickey were playing. And Sean was on his way to Michael Jordan's course in Florida, but he stopped here, and they were playing. So Sean still spends a decent amount of time in New Orleans, apparently.
Would that have been the week of the Zurich, though?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. They would have been in for the Zurich, for sure.
That's interesting.
So, like, did y'all shower together, wash each other's backs? Did y'all continue talking after the 18th hole?
Did y'all exchange numbers?
We didn't even make it to the 18th hole. We stopped.
Oh. Ooh.
No. I shook his hand, and he was on his way. I didn't want to like interrupt that. Him. I wanted to wherever he was going.
That's where he was.
I'm going to guess that you'll tell him about your slow pitch softball team before you'll tell him about the podcast.
Ooh, that's a good topic to bring up. Again, I'm trying to make him feel comfortable.
Jason, you may be able to recruit him to the slow pitch softball.
I have played slow pitch softball with multiple like football players and baseball players that they can normally hit a ball.
Well, if he hits a softball like he hits a golf ball, I believe it.
Yep.
Wait, he did give me a compliment on the ninth. It's a par five. I hit a nice, like, perfect drive, a little draw. He's like, man, I wish I could hit a draw. I was like, that's nice. And I'm like, I don't know, man. If I could hit it as long as you, I don't care if I couldn't hit a draw.
He says that to all the girls.
Did you say I wish you could throw interception? I mean, passes like you.
Damn it! Oh, my God.
If I were you, I'd be more worried about that touchdown.
That might have got me kicked out the club right there. It would have been hilarious. That would have got me kicked out.
You don't think your seniority would factor in there? If you were like, it's him or me. I've been here for 8 years.
And they'll say, bye-bye, don't they?
Except he hasn't.
Yeah, it's only two. No. I don't have that kind of clout yet. Now, if I was president of the club, that'd be one thing. Not going to do that.
All right. Anybody else meet any
players? At least I created some off-season content. What do y'all have?
I am going to meet one. The guy who finished the top amateur at the Masters, Neil Shipley.
Oh, yeah.
A girl that I work with, her and her fiance are getting married next month. And he is their best friend from college. And so before the Masters, she had told me, like, yeah, we're going out to the practice round of the Masters, and then came back. And like, I didn't know who she was going out there that she knew. And it was him who ended up doing that. And it was like interesting him talking about that he had planned on cutting his hair, and now he cannot cut his hair because it's the recognizable thing of him having long hair and his flow. But he's going pro for the US Open, and their wedding is the week before. So he is at their wedding on Saturday and then flies out at 5 a.m. Sunday morning to go to his practice round for the US Open.
That's a
yeah. I was listening to, he did a podcast with, I don't know if maybe Foreplay, and he talked about, because he played with Tiger on Sunday. Yep. Like that
he's
had to
been
be
on
just,
Pat McAfee and all too. Like he's been everywhere.
Well, yeah. What I mean, and then he was talking about it. It's like, yeah, imagine his caddy. It's just his friend, some 19, 20 year old from Ohio State that's just caddying for him at Augusta playing with Tiger Woods. Like yep. It's almost like playing with Derek Carr.
He said it was definitely weird walking because, like, once he realized he was with Tiger, he did realize that there's cameras on him 100% of the time and, like, don't do anything stupid.
Don't pick
and
your
then,
nose.
And then, like, you watch the thing and, like, Tiger's talking the whole time and then he's, like, speaking one word at a time. Like, he's also, like, don't say anything stupid. He don't look stupid and don't say anything stupid.
Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It was
no,
a
sir.
Completely surreal experience for him that he just, I mean, couldn't process in real time.
Again, kind of like me playing with Derek Carr. See?
Kind of, yeah.
Don't
y'all,
say
y'all,
anything.
Y'all should be thankful I got any words out.
That's true. So you think you played it pretty cool then?
I tried to play it relaxed and, like, again, I didn't want to be that guy. You know, like you see somebody who's...
But it's got to be that balance too, because if you're too much that guy, then you end up being like, you're the asshole, because it's like, he's like, wow, this guy was very, like, cold to me and...
But no, see, we chatted. I didn't say nothing. We chatted. I just didn't bring up the Saints.
Can't believe this guy didn't bring up the Saints.
He's like, man, I kind of like this guy. I like it when fans don't bring up the Saints in front of me. I mean, again, but you know, especially, I mean, think about
no,
it.
I do get it. Like, if I was in that situation, you're right. I mean, then.
Well, plus
they are more than the football player that they are.
But he also, like, he got booed in our stadium multiple times.
By you.
By me. Yeah. That's what I should have said. It's like, oh yeah, man, I remember booing you for two games this year.
I witnessed it, and then you left it right after halftime.
I'd had enough.
You could have said, hey, I know the fans booed you. I just want you to know that I was not one of them
because I wasn't booing you in the fourth quarter because I wasn't even in the Superdome.
Yeah,
I got my booing out way earlier.
Yeah.
You need to get him and Taysom together and be like, remember the game where Taysom, every time you came in, we all cheered.
Well, no, it's going to be funny when I can play with both of them. And when Carr hits a shot, I'll boo. And when Taysom hits a shot, I'll cheer.
Perfect.
Oh, my God. All right. Who else? What y'all got? Who, anything else worth talking about?
Yeah, beat that.
Well, there are some post-draft rankings that have been put out by the Athletic.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That are interesting. I have some questions about, you know, where
questions.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff makes sense. I mean, they have the Chiefs number one, the 49ers number two, the Lions number three, the Baltimore Ravens being four is kind of weird. And a kind of a surprising kind of fun one is the Houston Texans being fifth, because they're a fun, exciting, up and down team. Interesting is that the 32nd, not going to surprise anybody. You've got the Carolina Panthers as the worst team, and that kind of makes sense because they are the worst team in football. Broncos 31st, which, you know, they played the way they did last year with Russell Wilson, and now they're going to maybe start Bo Nix, as I mean, who's not ready. But then third worst team in the NFL, 30th, is the New Orleans Saints.
Third worst. So I thought, what happened to the A-plus grade of the draft?
Well, no, not for the draft. This isn't draft rankings. This is the team. Total team rankings post-draft.
Oh, I got you. Huh.
It's interesting that it's
kind of a
you think of some of the teams that will be above us, the Patriots, Washington,
Arizona, Tennessee,
Arizona,
the
Tennessee.
Giants,
yep.
I mean the Raiders, Giants, Titans, and Cardinals are above us. Like, how is it's
that
a really weird
sense? I mean, is it bias? Yes, right.
I mean.
What's the source? Who's the source?
It was Josh Kindall.
Well, there you go. It's a Barbie.
I mean, it's now to be fair, like the only point that he made and talked about, which also isn't in reality, but he said the Saints might have stumbled into their next starting quarterback, or into a quarterback controversy. They drafted Spencer Rattler with the 150th pick. Given current starter and best friend of Jason, Derek Carr's sometimes shaky hold on the job and Rattler's NFL arm, Saints fans might be calling for a change by midseason. He's the 100. I'm excited about Spencer Rattler, but he's the 150th player drafted. For a reason, he's not starting week eight unless there's an injury.
Right. He's not playing, but also Carr's got a pretty firm grip on this job. We saw that last year. That's proof.
Is it as good as his grip
in 2026?
On his golf club?
I'm very excited about what Spencer Rattler potentially brings in 2026. But to say midseason, that's just crazy.
Like this, this is a fucking attention grabbing whore, is what this is.
Well, I mean, but
it's
also
clickbait. It's fucking clickbait.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make more sense to like rank the Chiefs fifth than the Saints 30th if you're trying to just like,
yeah,
it's not necessarily clickbait.
Well,
what
it
is? No. What it is
pandering.
No, that's not what he's doing.
Because he doesn't have to say shit about us because according to the national media, we're insignificant.
Well, there may not be.
We're
wrong.
A small market.
They're not wrong.
If you want to say the Saints are not going to be a great team this year, there's other reasons you can say. You don't have to pick on Carr versus Rattler as
all
the
you,
reason.
All you have
say,
to do is say Dennis
How about it's not Carr? It's if Carr plays bad, it's not because Carr is not a good quarterback. It's because there's no fucking offensive line in front of him, and they just let Andres Pete go to fucking Vegas.
Well, there's that too, but.
Depth. How about that? There's no depth on this team.
Also,
if one person gets hurt, we're fucked. Okay, and guess what? Everybody's going to get hurt because that's the NFL. And guess what? We have Ochsner trying to fix everything, so they're never going to fucking return when they do get hurt.
Jeff, is Josh Kindall your pen name that you're writing?
No, because I would have written a better reason. I'm not. My issue isn't where he put us. My issue is why he put us.
Yeah, he had the right ranking. He just went. He went about it the wrong way.
If you want
it.
To be really, really shitty and negative about the Saints, then rank us 25th and or 24th and try to defend that. Okay, the 30th, though. I mean, behind the Cardinals.
I'm okay. I honestly think the Cardinals are going to be better than we are this year. I'm a little high on the Cardinals, but like I do think like the Patriots are going to be worse. Okay, so who if you looked at it right now, who are the teams that are definitely going to be worse than us? The Panthers are going to be worse than us. I think the Patriots are going to be worse than us. I think the Raiders.
Washington.
Who's the quarterback for the Raiders?
Do you know Pete Carmichael's not our OC anymore, right? I think a lot of people forget that.
Right, but
so Denver, Denver.
Denver will 100% be worse than us.
The Tennessee Titans will be worse than us.
Tennessee will be worse than us. I think the Giants will probably be worse than us.
The Raiders will be worse than us.
The Raiders will probably be worse than us. The Vikings with McCarthy?
Yeah.
Possibly.
I put them right there.
I said Washington, didn't I?
I mean, who knows? I mean, with Washington and the Bears, it's all about how do the quarterbacks play. It's a possibility they could be better. It's a possibility could
same
be
with
worse.
Us.
But they, you know, like with Washington, I mean, they brought in a bunch of new players. They had a lot of big draft picks, so they're getting younger. Now there's a lot of questions, but the Saints are an aging team. We didn't have a ton of draft picks to replenish the roster. I like the draft picks that we made, but we didn't have a lot of them. So you're still dealing, you know, we assume the Saints are going to be a top 15 defense. At some point, the floor is going to fall out because we just got too old. It's going to happen quickly before we realize it. So, I mean, I would put us at like 24th, 25th.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Can't believe we haven't mentioned the Falcons yet either.
I mean,
well, I don't think it's a guarantee they're going to be worse. I think that they're going to be competing with us.
I mean, they have a real quarterback now and not Spencer Rattler, not whoever.
Are y'all being objective?
I'm not
talking about the teams that I think we're close to. I'm talking about there's no way to say that it's going to.
We're definitely not 30th. We're definitely not 30th. I'll say that.
So CBS have ranked us 27th.
I mean,
which is a little closer, still too low in my opinion. Somewhere between 20 and 25, I'd say, is where we are at the moment.
I'm just saying, I really do think like our concern needs to be depth and health more than anything else, because we do have that's the other thing. I think a lot of people just keep forgetting that Pete Carmichael's not here. He cannot hurt you anymore. We have a new offensive coordinator. We're gonna be if we're healthy, we're gonna be kind of okay, I think.
I'm confident that the defense isn't going to take a massive step back this year.
I think we do take a step.
The unknown is the offense. We assume it's going to be better because of the new coordinator, but
it can't be worse.
It can always be worse.
So this is what I'm trying to say is the point you've been making the whole time is that if the offensive line isn't good, there's a chance it could be worse.
Okay. So if it can't be worse as a result of the offensive coordinator, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, it could be.
But yes, it could be worse as a result of the personnel.
I mean, on the offensive line, we've got two sure things, I think. And no one even, well, maybe one and a half. McCoy and Ruiz.
Fuaga is going to be plugged in somewhere.
I'd put McCoy as a.
Well, he's going to be. He's going to start a right tackle, but you know he's a rookie, so you don't know for sure that that's going to work. Sure. The left hand side of the line is a dumpster fire.
Man, they're going to hit, man. They're going to hit. Okay, this is it. If Jason's golf buddies feel it's good enough to let Pete go, then they're confident with who they have in the room.
Hey, I'm sure he would have liked to keep Pete. I don't think it was his decision to let him go. He didn't have that kind of pull.
Or maybe Carr joined the club and is getting all this golf in this offseason because he knows next offseason he's going to be recovering from surgery and an injury.
It's very possible.
You think somebody's going to rattle his cage?
I don't know. Yeah. You got to save that joke for 8 months from now.
For when it gets happened.
Yeah. So I think like 25 is probably about right. 30 is too low. Even I can say 30 is too low.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But you know, if like let's say, you know, our offensive line is questionable to begin with, if there's an injury or two on the offensive line, maybe there's an injury to one of our or two of our cornerbacks. I mean, like we've said, Lattimore hasn't had a healthy season in 3 years. It could go south quickly. So maybe that's probably the worst case scenario. What happens with the Saints? Yeah, we end up going 4-13 and everybody got hurt and Dennis Allen still sucks and the new coordinator wasn't shit and we don't have an offensive line. I mean, with no offensive line, that could just bring down the whole building. It's a house of cards.
Right.
And our offensive line has to be what keeps us there. And if it fails,
then
this is the reset. But then, hey, we get the third pick in the draft. What quarterback will we take? Well, we just took Rattler. Everybody loves Rattler. He's our guy.
They've given you a reason to buy tickets again.
Now, that's why they do the renewals before the draft. They're like, well, do I do it? Do I not? Do I do it? I don't not want to do it. But I kind of don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't know. James, where do you have us ranked? I mean, obviously 30 is too high.
Between 20 and 25 at the moment.
Ooh, that bad.
That's realistically where we are, I think. There's a lot of question marks on the team.
I mean, we finished.
Listen.
Where did we pick this year? Hold on. Where did we pick this year? 13th?
14th.
14th?
So 14th.
Why can't
we?
Why you think we're going to get worse?
I think we can definitely get worse.
No. Are we going to get worse? I know we can. We can get better, too.
I think we're not going to win 9 games this year. I think we're going to be under 9.
If everything goes really, really, really well for us, we win 10 games. And that's if everything goes really, really well this season. That's as high as I'm going to go with wins.
Until the season preview special where he goes 13-4.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. It's coming.
Maybe 11.
You're not going to be able to resist. Maybe 11. You're not going to be able to resist. If I can go from 7 to 10, you can go from 10 to 13.
But then I don't think he's going to bottom out. I don't think he's going to bottom out any further than 7 wins as a minimum.
All right. Speaking of picking, did y'all see the comment that Jerry Jones made? I mean, was he joking or has he completely lost his senility? Did you see the comment he made about how the reason they picked 31st or whatever, the 30th, is because they're the 30th best team or something? Like the way he phrased it really sounded like he didn't understand how the draft order works anymore. And I can't tell if he was joking or if he meant it.
No, his eyes aren't too far apart.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Yeah.
He's 80. How old is he? 80.
I don't know. 83? But
the fact that an 83-year-old is like completely running a franchise, I'm glad he's not our owner.
Well, how old was Benson when he died?
Yeah, but Mickey was running it. He was just cutting the checks.
I mean, 80-year-old
probably what 80.
80-year-olds being in charge of important things and making decisions that affect all of our lives is kind of the thing these days.
That's the American way.
Yeah, we just had an 80-year-old sellout jazz fest, Mick Jagger.
See,
and go after the governor.
James, how old was your queen when she died?
97.
98. See, yeah, 80. Come on.
Oh, by the way, random question now that you bring that up. So I remember when we were over there, a lot of the, I guess it was the mailboxes had her symbol on them. Are those still there or did they get replaced with Charles's? Remember there was like the Elizabeth II symbols on a bunch of those? Did they just...
I believe there is a process underway to replace the insignia, the royal insignia on all mailboxes. Yes.
So by the time that happens, Charles is going to die and then it'll be... It'll be
whichever spoiled person is next. Yes.
Spoil. All right. Final thoughts, anybody? Or was this show pretty much all final thoughts?
Yeah. This is it. Final thoughts.
We haven't mentioned the roast of Tom Brady yet.
I've not watched it.
Has anybody seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen clips.
It's pretty good.
I've heard it was. Because, you can't really do with today's PC culture, you can't really do roast anymore. But the fact that it was on Netflix.
Yes, they did.
Well,
they went there.
They did for that, but the fact that it was on Netflix meant they can get away with a lot more stuff instead of it just being on Comedy Central.
Well, I think they've already decided they're never going to be on Comedy Central again. They think that this is going to be a new thing on Netflix doing live roasts. But
Netflix is really getting into some.
They did not pull any punches. They definitely.
The stuff that I heard was great.
There was 5 Aaron Hernandez jokes. There were multiple massage jokes to Robert Kraft with Robert Kraft there. It was
nice.
Yeah, Tony Hinchcliffe and Nikki Glaser were my two favorites. I mean, they just completely murdered everybody.
Oh, Nikki Glaser always.
So did Aaron Hernandez.
They definitely watched it. It's well worth a watch.
So what did Aaron Hernandez have to say about the jokes?
Ben Affleck was terrible. He was by far the worst.
Imagine that.
I know a lot of the jokes were, like, even Belichick was good.
Oh, I thought you didn't watch it.
I didn't, but I heard. A friend of mine.
No, you didn't.
They watched the roast. They Netflixed and chilled.
Jeff, watch it. It's really good.
Okay. I'll watch tonight since there's no Shogun to watch.
Y'all want to do like a mini Pelican Plunge just to wrap up the season real quick?
I thought we already did.
Well, why don't we make it the final thought or
change is coming. We'll see.
What are you? Mavs and Stars won their first round series and they're both playing this week a few times at the exact same time. So it's fun. Got 2 TVs in the living room to watch it.
Have fun watching SGA's ass flopping around.
Oh, Mavs Thunder, is it? Right, okay.
Yeah,
Mavs Thunder.
So that's it? Y'all don't have any other final thoughts?
We beat the oldest team in the playoffs, or the oldest team in the NBA, the Clippers, and now we're playing the youngest team in the NBA.
Oh, Jeff, I will say, I just saw that Battlestar Galactica is now on Amazon Prime.
Yes, so sir.
I am going to get back to it and pick Dude. Up where I left off and finish it. I was in season 2 somewhere.
Let me know, because I'll rewatch it with you.
I may just start fresh from the beginning of season 2 because when it was on Netflix, I started season 2, but I think I got like 7 episodes in, and that was like 8 years ago, so I don't remember. I remember the gist of Who's a Cylon.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see if the CGI holds up. Like that was back in like 02. I mean,
even when I was watching it in
it was good.
But... I'm like, how did sci-fi pay? Because it was on sci-fi, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty decent for a sci-fi show.
It put Sci-Fi Channel on the map.
So they could do Resident Alien. Everything went to Resident Alien.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on all socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast. And whatever podcast app you use to listen to the show, hit that subscribe app if you haven't already. You can also give each episode a 5-star rating, make a comment, set up auto download so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, peep donkeys.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.